This is Dakota Datebook for January 24th. North Dakota's Nonpartisan League is remembered for the populist surge in state politics a century ago. Among the most well-known of the League's legacy are the State-Owned Bank of North Dakota and the State Mill and Elevator, overseen by the Industrial Commission. The League-controlled legislature also passed a law banning vaccination mandates, which stood for more than 50 years. The 1919 legislature passed the law which read, "No form of vaccination or inoculation shall hereafter be made a condition precedent in this state for the admission to any public or private school or college of any person or for the exercise of any right, the performance of any duty, or the enjoyment of any privilege by any person." At the time, the state Supreme Court was deciding a case challenging a school vaccination mandate specifically for smallpox. The League caucus supported the mandate's repeal, reasoning that even medical men are not a unit as to the advisability of vaccination. The court ruled that children could not be excluded from schools if unvaccinated, especially if there were no epidemic or danger of one. Vaccination opponents had support from an eccentric North Dakota Supreme Court justice who denounced inoculation in a Bismarck Tribune opinion piece on this date in 1919. Days later, the Senate passed the bill banning vaccination mandates in a 31-14 vote. The House of Representatives passed the bill 98-18. The bill passed with an emergency clause, which gave it immediate effect when signed by the governor. Lawmakers approved the emergency clause because many parents who did not believe in vaccination were prevented by the present statutes from sending their children to school. The law sat on North Dakota's books for decades until the 1975 legislature repealed and replaced it with a school immunization law for several diseases, including polio and measles. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.